Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life.
What is up, our epic listeners? Welcome to another episode. Matt with Elaine and the Automotive Truth.
Hello, people.
I am the Matt with the Matt with Elaine and the Automotive Truth. And you are?
I am Elaine. Hello,
what
people.
What up?
We're back.
We're back.
Let me tell you about my Jesus.
This is her jam. She is rocking it out.
I love it.
Yes, it's great. So I hope everyone had a wonderful week.
Yes, and productive.
And yabba dabba do time.
Yes.
I hope everything was wonderful.
Every day is a yabba dabba do time.
Yes.
Come 5-6 o'clock.
We're praying for our soldiers.
Yes,
we're praying for Afghanistan. Louisiana.
Yes, we're praying.
Because some storms are coming through again.
Still praying for Haiti. Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, a lot going on in the world.
In this world.
We're praying for those people that are walking on crates. We're praying for them. We're praying for them hard.
I never seen milk crates for sale before in my life. Now all of a sudden they're for sale.
Isn't that amazing?
We used to steal them from the back. You know how?
Well, we used to sit on them on the corner.
Yeah, you know mom lives where mommy lives, and then down the Stop and Shop.
Yeah,
we would just walk down that dead end and then take them.
Yeah, well, we sat on the front porch of Harold Avenue on those crates. So
those were my living room couches for a little while.
Yeah, so we're praying for you and I.
You and I, me and you, you and me.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, so you know, overrated, underrated rants, some topics, some life subjects. We got it all for you today.
This is what we do on Automotive Truth.
Yes. So, overrated, underrated.
Okay, shoot.
So, I want to talk about this. We went to what do you call those things? Department stores?
Okay, yeah.
We went to the department store, and there was men's cologne, and it says all natural. But I couldn't pronounce one thing on this bottle. But anyways, and it didn't smell like anything. So, all natural colognes. Are they underrated or overrated?
They're overrated.
Everything natural's overrated.
Yeah, it don't last, unfortunately.
They didn't even smell like anything.
Yeah. And you probably, like, douse yourself with it. And that's the whole business of it, right?
Exactly. Just get it out.
You keep buying it is because it don't last. So you keep spraying yourself. And
spraying.
Just like
spraying.
That company that sells that store that we're going to put the mask. They wanted us to put the mask on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That like, body. Peace. Yeah. That body spray store.
Yes.
Yeah. That stuff don't last. You put it on and.
You put it on.
And you keep
and it's
putting
gone.
It on.
You put it on. You put it on. Yeah. And then you keep buying more.
That's exactly what it is. That's it's a business.
Yeah. So I'm just going to bottle some water and call it natural cologne.
It's a business. Yeah, so what else we have on our list here? I put crate walking on here just because I wanted to talk about it, but we already talked about that, so we're not going to give that much light. I don't want to give that light or life.
Overrated.
We'll go over to air fryers. Now, I don't own an air fryer, but I hear that it's wonderful.
Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to say even though I don't own one, and know it for myself,
okay.
I'm going to say it's underrated.
I was going to agree.
Yeah.
I don't think too many people know it or understand what its purpose is yet.
Yeah. Well, my mother has one, and she loves it.
Mom Dukes.
Yeah. She loves it.
I think they're pretty cool.
What else do we have?
Let's see. Mega churches.
Mega churches. Well, you know how I feel about that. And without no shame, I'm going to say that it's overrated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, you're a number. Unfortunately, that's how I feel. We've visited places, mega churches before, and I believe we were overlooked. But, you know, that's my view on it, I guess. But, yeah, it's...
That's the same problem with anything that gets too large, big. Is they forget about the little people.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything in the workplace, you know, you go somewhere, they don't greet you, they don't say hi because they're too busy running around.
Yeah, too big. Too big.
Too big for your britches.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we went out to dinner last Sunday, and it was on our Instagram thing. We went to Cheddar's. Talk about it.
So we went to Cheddar's, and it was packed, just like every Sunday afternoon.
After church.
Yeah. It's packed everywhere you go to have dinner or lunch, whatever it is. So we go there, and we look to where the bar area is and the tall tables, high top tables.
Yeah.
And so we told the waitress, you know, can we sit over there on that side, you know, seeing that, you know, there weren't a lot of people and it was packed, and, you know, we it's just the two of us. She was like, yeah, no, sure, just absolutely. And just a little tip, y'all. Y'all go sit by the bar. You ain't got a drink. You ain't got a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
But you get served quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, come on. Anyway, stop being so judgy.
I know, right? I mean, we go to our lobster joint instead of the bar, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah. So we get served faster and full attention.
I think the service is better.
Yeah, exactly. Full attention. Like, the bartender will take care of you because they're looking for that.
Yeah, that little TIP.
So anyways, we go. We sit on the high tap. And the bartender is super busy because there's a lot of people
there. Yeah, she's got a full bar. All the high tops are full.
Yeah, and she's there by herself. It's a bigger bar. I think it's equipped for two people. But
for
two bartenders. But she was there by herself. Anyway, she was running around back and forth. This guy comes in, and we were a little impatient at the beginning because we're like, oh my god, it's taking kind of long, you know, whatever. Yeah. But then this guy walks in and he turns on the jerk switch and starts to like be so mean to the bartender lady. Though there was a leftover plates.
Yeah, she didn't clean up. There was plates and cups and stuff.
She was trying to clean up the area where two people were just starting to sit
before this gentleman.
Before he walked in. And so he walks in and he's like pushing the plate and pushing the and she's looking at him and she's like, sir, I'll clean it up in just a minute, let me just finish up over here. And so then we're watching, I'm like, oh no, see, that's not right. And he's doing it again, and then she's in front of him and she's like, sir, I said I would clean it up, don't worry, that's okay, you don't have to push it to the side. I think she was worried about that he was gonna break something, you know. So because
he was slamming the coffee cup and spilling all the old coffee out.
Yeah, it was a little excessive. And then we're watching her run back and forth, and you know me and my big mouth, I just couldn't hold it to myself. I said, what did I say to her? I
said, you said, hey hon, sweetie.
No, that's not what I said to her. I said, you're doing a good job,
baby
mama.
Girl.
Yeah, baby girl. That's what I said. You're doing a good job, baby girl. Keep it up. You're doing a good job. And then he stopped. Yeah, he stopped. Now, we were sitting behind him, so he wasn't even facing us. He couldn't see us, but we were close to him.
He was about to get bopped in the head.
Yeah, he was being very nasty, like, you know,
yeah,
like,
so,
and
so
then push stupid. She was sitting there, she was there by herself, one, it was busy too, and you're a grown man, like, she's a young lady, like, have some manners, like, that was really, really out of left field, and I spoke up for her and I said, you're doing a good job, baby girl, keep it up.
And then we leave.
Yeah.
We go out to the Jeep,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little rubber ducky on my mirror. It's still in the truck.
So apparently there's this thing called Jeep ducking, and I know I posted a couple of videos and stuff and how amazed we were by this, because
it was cool.
It's
cool. It made
me
smile.
You know what's so funny is that we looked around, and there was not a person around. I wonder if they were watching us afar, you know?
And I can see the Jeep from where I was sitting. I didn't see anybody walk over there.
Yeah, they put a little pink rubber ducky right on our mirror. And so like I said on our Insta, we're in. We're waiting for our little duckies to come from Amazon, and we're going to go Jeep ducking.
Overrated.
No, it's underrated. And this is going to be big. And
I can't wait.
I guess it started last year sometime.
It was in Canada, though, right?
It was in Canada.
Some poor girl got beat up or something?
What?
That's what you were reading.
No, I didn't read that. I don't remember reading that. What I read was a couple, a wife and a husband, started doing this, and I guess that's where it took off from. And now it's all in the States. And if you go on Instagram and put hashtag Jeep ducking, you'll find a lot of pictures and a lot of things. And some people even put little encouraging tags of things on it. And they even started like those little scan things they put on, and you can win prizes and
QR codes.
Yeah, very cool. The Jeep community is very cool to me. I don't know if you all know, but the Jeep community has the Jeep wave. They pass each other and they wave at each other. Every single Jeep person waves at every other. It's rare that you see somebody that doesn't wave.
I'm so used to, I'll be driving your car and I'll start waving to Jeeps. I'm like, oh shoot, I'm not in my Jeep. They'd be like, who's this guy? That's a Mini Cooper, right? Jeep. What are you doing? I'll be like, oh man, I'm not in the Jeep.
Oh god. Oh man, that's hilarious.
It is pretty funny, right?
All right, can we get into our rants now?
Oh yeah. You ready?
Yes.
Rants.
I will talk about my rant because
let's talk about rants, baby.
This rant really annoys me. It really annoys me when I hear people do this in the workplace to their customers, wherever. You know what I mean? Whatever. If it's a dealer, if it's at Whataburger, if it's at wherever.
Oh,
you know.
You said Whataburger. I'm proud of you. People say Whataburger. I'm like, it's not Whataburger.
It's Whataburger. Starbucks, wherever you go, and you see your customer, representative, whoever, your waitress, whoever's taking care of you.
Go on, hon.
And they call you hon. It's so... Now, honey?
Yes, sweetie.
Tell me, am I wrong? Is that just a one of those things?
I don't like waitresses say it to me.
One of my pet peeves with the hon.
I'm like, no, I'm her hon.
Isn't it uncomfortable? Isn't it awkward? Right?
It's awkward.
Can you sign right here, hon? Oh, don't worry, hon.
I don't like
or
it.
Honey or sweetie. So the other day, Lawrence was on the phone, and he's talking to the customer, and he gets off the phone, and he was like, "If she sweeties me one more time."
Hey, sweetie.
And I said, what happened? He was like, everything was like, okay, sweetie. All right, sweetie. No problem, sweetie. He was like, if she sweeties me one more time, I'll give her a sweetie. It was funny. Anyways, so this is why I came up with this rant. And I've worked with people for years that have said, and it's just like, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Dude problem for years.
Dude.
Everybody was dude.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Hey, dude. What's up, dude?
Yeah,
I'm a girl. I'm not a dude. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. Nowadays, bra. Come on, bro.
It's bra. What a bra.
That's what the young people
like
say.
A bra.
Bra. My old coworker.
Young people.
My old coworker Val. She would say bra, and then she will start talking bra, and she starts smacking her hand like with the back of her hand. Just picture this, people. Yeah, but the back of her hand, she'd be like, bro, if you don't understand. Oh, sorry, I'm hitting the microphone. Yep. If y'all don't understand, it's just, I guess it's a young thing. I don't know. I can't with the bra.
I can't.
Or the hun.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Even more annoying. Overrated.
That's my rant.
You know what mine is? I wrote this down a while ago, but I never talked about it. Is I feel bad when like new hires come in. So like, I went to this situation where I went to a store. And everything was going great, and then they're like, just gave me the key and the alarm code, and I had to like go into the store and
wow.
I'm like,
so what?
The ownership was never there. Like,
what do I do?
Exactly. I don't know anybody's name. I don't. What do you do? So
you wing it.
Yeah, I'm lucky. It's me. That's whatever. I'll figure it out. But it's like, right. What if a new tech porter, they come in and they don't introduce them to anybody? Like, what are you doing?
How about the time you started in that one place and the new guy came in the same day and you're like, who are you?
Yeah, the tech. It was a tech.
It was a tech. Like, who are you? And you're like, yeah, I'm new. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm new. I just started.
I'm like, so what do you do?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's
like,
crazy.
The other guy hired me.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you have a resume?
Yeah. That's your rant, Matt?
Just, why can't you just take the time to walk the poor individual around the dealership?
Yeah.
Let them know where to use the bathroom, right? Or where to change your clothes, and who's your superior, and who's your supervisor?
Right,
and
who's that person?
And who are you going to be working with?
Well, this is rolling into a conversation I wanted to ask or talk to you about, actually, Matt. Since you have, you know, you've worn the manager's director, yeah, boss's hat, uh-huh, more than me. What is your hiring process like when somebody comes in, and what's your hiring process? A new person comes in, you hire them, and then what? Are you the person who helps him? This is what you're gonna get. This is what you. This is the software you're using. This is what. Like, are you?
Oh, you're the person. Yeah,
you would put it, not somebody else, not one of the advisors, I don't know. Anybody else?
Oh, man, you all cheating and doing shortcuts. Why do I want them to learn from you?
That's a good point. Very good point. All right, go on.
So, like, the hiring process to get them in, or once they're there?
Once they're there. Once they're there,
yeah,
is their first day, is their first week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get them set up. So, this is a big pet peeve of mine, is not having your computer stuff logins before they show up.
Okay.
So that's a huge pet peeve with me. Like, I want my DMS login. I want any software that I have to use on my first day, or a employee's.
Yeah.
I better have all their logins.
Right.
Because even if they're not writing the first day, I want them to go take tests.
Right.
And then go through, like, the processes we have and go through everything on your first 2 or 3 days, and I'm going to pay you.
Right.
Like, you got to learn the processes and watch our corporate videos and all that stuff.
So you would be the one.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the answer to
absolutely
that.
Because I would have them come in on my, like, a scheduled day for myself where it's not as crazy, you know, there's no payroll due or anything.
That makes sense. You're making time for
correct. I want them to be comfortable.
Right.
Because I'm not going to be there all the time.
That is it right there. That is it. You want the people that are coming in to be comfortable. The last thing you want is more chaos, right?
Exactly.
The last thing you want is somebody just, like, wondering,
why did I come here?
Yeah, why did I come here? I feel like, one, I'm a burden, or two, I feel like I'm, you know, by myself,
bothering.
Yep. Yeah.
And then they're like, so in the interview, you told me all this, and then now you're not doing anything for me?
Like, goes into my next question.
You're training. Oh, you told me you're going to train me. You told me that I mean more, you know, my success means more than your own, which is what I tell everybody.
Okay.
Your success means more than me.
Right.
I care
that
you
succeed.
They're
making the money for you.
Well, yeah, but still. If you all ain't happy, I ain't making no money.
That's what I'm saying. So what is it? What do you look in a person when you hire them, right? For
characteristics, personality.
Okay. What else?
Discipline.
Okay. What else?
Make sure they don't smoke.
Okay. What else?
Hygiene.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So personality, hygiene, like discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Did they come on time? Did they bring a pen?
Like,
are they prepared? Just little things. Let me see your socks.
Really?
No. You want to make an impression on somebody? Wear this most gaudy outfit. But, like, you remember that guy that came in that little
I know. Oh, my God. The other day, Matt, yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yesterday. This young man came in with the smallest American flag shorts. Whoa. What?
Oh, my goodness.
My God. Like, when we go YouTube.
Yeah.
When we go live, what do you call it? When we go video.
When we go
which is coming soon. I'm a little scared. Yeah, pray for me, but
no,
it's coming.
Just do
soon.
It. Who cares?
I wish I would have pictured. Like, because visual is, like, everything.
Post it on the Instagram. I mean, who cares?
It was, no, I mean, I would have to cut his face off and everything, but I had to do
a double take.
Not even the craziest East Coast where we come from. It like I've never seen anything. Oh, and man. He was just trotting down.
He was rocking it.
He was
switching down. Them hips. Hey.
He was trotting down that drive like it was the catwalk. I'm like, I kept looking back and forth as he's walking by. I was like, is this really happening in front of us right
now? Usually when we see a girl like that, we look at each other and go, Felicity ever left the house like that? Yeah, I'll punch her in the face.
That's true. Oh, man, I couldn't believe it. I was like, whoa, okay, go ahead. Americana.
Oh, my goodness.
That was something else. But anyways, let me go back to what we were talking about. The way you hire people, their character, their hygiene, their
personality,
which is kind of their character, and their what was the other thing you said about commitment, something
discipline.
Yes, talk about discipline. How are you going to figure out whether somebody is disciplined or not when they first meet them? I have a list of questions. Okay.
I have a list of questions. They're in my save drive, but I just go through the questions.
Okay.
And then I ask them all these questions that I have.
That will give you feedback whether they're disciplined.
Because I
want
to see how
not.
They answer it.
Okay.
And I tell them, don't tell me what I want to hear. Answer the question.
Right.
I need to know who you are.
Right, because people put up a front. People put up a big front. I know because I have in the past to get the job. Let me tell you what you want to hear, boss
now,
man.
Now I'm at the point where I'm like, whatever, can I have some candy? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, this kid's a nut. You're in.
So the other day, I overheard a service advisor say sarcastically, because another person in the service drive was saying, you can drop it off and leave it with us without an appointment, and we'll get it back to you by the end of the day. Ooh. And so the other person said the same thing. Now, what do you say about that?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. You can come down right now. I mean, no guarantee you're going to get it by the end of the day.
Okay.
So there you go, setting the expectation.
Yes.
Listen, you can bring your car in right now without an appointment. But I can't guarantee you I'm even going to look at it or get it back to you by the end of the day.
That's it.
What if I have to order parts? Parts are on back order. I can't even get anything. My little sister's complaining about juice boxes.
Let's talk about that real quick. Oh, not you taking me all over the place.
I'm sorry.
I'm going with you.
I'm just thinking like we were at, I don't want to say the name, but it starts with a T, department store. And there's nothing on the shelves.
Yeah.
Like it was empty.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about, like, you know, where they transition seasonal. Like there was nothing on the shelves.
Yeah.
There was no water. There was no juice boxes, no coconut water. There was nothing.
Yeah. So my sister-in-laws were posting on social media, and they mentioned that there's a shortage on juice boxes.
That's
they have
crazy.
Little kids and they have grandchildren. So,
but I thought there was no jobs.
Yeah. And that's crazy. So apparently there is a trucker shortage.
Really?
Yeah. Like truck driver shortage.
Huh.
And I'm like, whoa, man! The
which
times
company is this? I'm gonna start a business.
This time, I'm saying, like, what a nugget right there, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Get a CDL.
Yeah, go run and get that. It's easy to get one.
Yeah, it sure is.
And make that money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at Richard. Like, he's always like working 16-hour days.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, like he told me a story once. It's story time. Mm-hmm. He told me a story once that he drives for a very large country, actually worldwide trucking company.
Yeah.
He said there was a girl. It was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She went, and so if the load tips inside the trailer, they have to pick it up, and they don't get paid for that. So they get paid to load their own equipment.
Okay.
But if it tips, you're on your own.
Wait a minute. Tip in the truck?
In the trailer.
Inside.
Yeah. So like the freight will fall over.
Yeah.
So you they put these load bars in.
Mm-hmm.
And it pushes the freight back against the front of the trailer. So if you know, you didn't stack it right or put the load bars in and the freight tips over or falls backwards or whatever.
Yes.
You have to pick it up, and it's a chargeable, and you don't get paid.
Oh.
He said, so she pulls into the grocery store that she's delivering to, opens the back door to back up to the dock, and the load tipped.
Oh, gosh.
She left the truck there running jumped in an Uber and left. She quit on the spot.
Way.
Truck running in the middle of the parking lot. The load dipped and everything.
She must have called. How did they find it? Like, how did it, that's crazy.
Because the truck was idle. So they're all on GPS.
Oh, that's true, too.
So the truck's idle for hours. And they're like, what the heck is going
on? She took a Uber and said, peace out.
No bueno.
Wow.
Not for me.
Wow. Whoa.
That was crazy. I couldn't stop laughing.
I got to be honest with you. I might have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah. That was like what somebody said on, is it on ours or on his?
I might have done the same thing. That's tough.
I think
right
when there. We were a guest on another podcast, and they were talking about, he's like, I was a service manager once. He goes, and I saw the cars wrapped around the service drive. I just kept driving.
yes. I remember him saying that. I remember.
Oh, I don't want to say who it is because it didn't launch yet. But that was funny. I was like, you did what? He goes, dude, I looked over at 7 in the morning. The cars are wrapped around the bell, and I just kept driving.
Not for me.
Oh, that was my last day of being a service manager.
Wow.
That is crazy.
The other day, there was a customer that came in, and he had this, I don't know, some clear coat or something over his Sienna van.
Simonized?
Yeah.
It could be Simonized.
Some fancy coating over his car that makes it shiny.
Yeah, Simonized.
And he stressed not to wash the car, right?
Yeah.
And he would, like, since the...
Because certain soaps will peel it off.
Yeah, I guess. So the guy comes back to pick it up the next day, and he's walking up and down the drive, and he's mad. And like, so they washed the car. He's on the cell phone talking to his wife over there. They washed the car. I told them not
You're
to wash
by
the car.
Like, yeah, shoot, I don't know who that guy that is.
That's exactly what happened. Oh,
no
my
way.
God. Oh, my God. Yes, honey. So I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, somebody's. Somebody's in trouble. Oh, man, he's mad. Come to find out, it was my customer. It was me. It wasn't really my fault. What had happened was, right?
Let's see what happened
that
was.
I had called in. I played hooky on Monday, guys. Well, you know, there's this allergy thing here in Texas that I don't know, got my head feeling like a bowling ball every morning. It's called cedar fever or something like that.
Oh,
it's called.
Yep.
And I wasn't feeling well. I woke up and I'm like, what is wrong with my head anyway? So I didn't come into work on Monday. And so customer came in on Monday night to drop off. Now I remember him because he's a very particular customer, and the fact of the matter is that he has this coat, this clear coat
on his car.
I've never seen anything like that in my life, but that's how particular he is. But anyways, so he dropped it off the night before. I would have remembered because it was on my repair order, but anyways, that happened. And I'm like,
wait, so you had an open RO for an SOP part
for a radio? Yes, because I had a authorized Toyota Extra Care claim. Yes, I left it open, Matt.
You're grounded.
That's the manager in him right there. He doesn't want open repair orders. But anyways, those that know what we're talking about. So it was my customer, and I'm like, ooh, when the finger was pointing right at me.
Oh man. So now that you're talking about cars, you want to hit your the world's worst.
Of
cars.
Course. Let's do this.
Woo!
All right.
I wish I had a drop for that. I'm going to have to make one.
Yeah.
Like car tires screeching. And for today's world's worst car.
That would be cool. So
this
car is called a Lancia Beta.
That's got to be Italian.
It is an Italian car.
You're hitting all my heritages.
Yeah. Lancia Beta was made between 1972 and 1985. So it had a good run, I guess.
That's a really good run.
Yeah.
For a worst car, right?
So the Lancia Beta, it's amazing how the failure of one model can completely destroy a manufacturer's reputation.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That's exactly what happened with the Lancia Beta. Tooted as the car that would transform Lancia.
You said tooted?
Yeah, tooted.
That's
you know,
awesome.
Like you toot your own horn?
Toot, toot.
Tooted as the car that would transform Lancia. It did. To a crumbling relic of its former self. The Beta story is tragic. For in design terms, it was excellent spacious and stylish, that was entertaining to drive and was available as a saloon coupe also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It looks pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Crashed just like the Roman government.
So here's what happened. But with Fiat in control and the result needed to cut costs
Oh, you know
seriously.
What Fiat stands for?
What?
Fix it again, Tony.
Oh, my goodness. I knew that. Lancia used cheap... there's a lot of these cars that are cheap metal.
Cheap metal, yeah.
So Lancia used cheap...
you know, Pittsburgh steel.
In metal. And the quality was atrocious. Betas would start to corrode before they even left the showroom. And owners would see their cars practically melting away before their eyes as rust took a hold of it. Isn't that something?
Wow.
A high-profile media expose destroyed the sales after British newspaper, the Daily Mirror, found a batch of brand new Betas that had already been welded before delivery to customers. They were trying to patch them up before they sold them. Now that is shiesty right there. So it says, rumor has it that the British importer faced with storage costs for a field full of cars it couldn't sell, he simply scrapped them instead to save itself the money. So he had a whole field of these Lancia Betas rotted out. So here's some quick nuggets real quick about this wonderful machinery. So it said the Beta's rust problem was so bad that engine mounts literally disintegrated, causing the engine block to fall out of it.
Yeah.
Every time the car went over a bad bump.
Wow.
So, yep. Rust.
That is crazy.
This is worse than the shipwreck car.
It sure
car.
Is. That was Italian too, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was Italian. God. Rust manifested itself almost everywhere on the Beta shell. The use of cheap metal meant that the sills, the doors, the trunk floor, front firewall, valance, scuttle floor, anyway, the whole car was susceptible to corrosion. Ironically, the Beta was in all other respects brilliantly designed, with a well-planned interior, strong twin cam engine, and exceptionally good for handling for its class, except it rotted out.
That would make a cool race car.
And the engine fell out of it if it hit a bump.
Can you imagine the warranty on those things? That's probably why they're probably like, listen, just scrap these things because we're gonna go bankrupt with recalls.
The dude had a field of them. A field full of these cars. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lancia Beta.
Woo!
One of the world's most built worst.
Is that under
built
poorly
cars.
Built?
Actually no, it's under.
Whoa.
It's under financially.
We'll do that one next.
Financial disasters.
All right.
Because the guy had to scrap.
Had to scrap them.
Yeah, had to scrap them. Yes, and there you have it, people. We're gonna read a
five-star review.
Five-star review. Ooh. You pick one, honey.
No.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. We're scrolling, because there's a lot of them, y'all.
Yeah, because of you, we're 114th.
Thank you.
We rank 114th because of you.
People, we thank you.
Not because of this.
Thank you, Germany. Well. Thank you, India. Thank you, Mexico. Thank you, Ireland. Thank you, of course, America.
Pakistan.
Pakistan. All those
United
people that
States.
Everyone that's listening all around the world. Folks, because they're not only listening in the US of A, but they're listening all over the
all
world,
over, yeah.
Which is so humbling and so awesome.
Here, while she's looking, Ireland, Germany, Puerto Rico, United Kingdom, Canada, Switzerland, Pakistan, Mexico. Mm-hmm. Austria. Oh, wow. I wonder if it's the Red
new.
Bull.
I think that's new.
And then so like 35% are on Apple and 24% are on Spotify. Mm. And 28% are on other. That's so cool. You want to hear another nugget?
Go ahead.
Oh, where'd it go? Oh, here it is. 57% of our listeners are female.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Women in the automotive. We got to talk about that more.
Go ahead, girls.
We got to talk about that more.
Yeah, we do.
I want to talk about like how when you got into where it is now and like, that's what, 20 years?
Yeah, 20-something years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not today.
It's a wonderful thing that, you know, women can do
most
things. Most things that men can do. I don't want to shout out that women can do everything men can do, because I will be lying. And that's the truth right there. That's the automotive truth. Women can do most things that men can do.
I agree.
But not all things. And if you believe that the opposite, you need to do some research and check yourself. But I'm so glad that Matt with Erlane and the Automotive Truth is being heard all over the world.
Thank you so much.
Because not only that, but we get to tell everybody about Jesus. Come on.
That's the most important part.
That is the most number one thing about our podcast, is that we're talking Automotive Truth. Yes, we're talking so many other things. But the main thing in our lives is Jesus Christ. I mean, we wouldn't be here without him. That's just the truth right there.
Not at all.
Yep.
We wouldn't even be talking, walking. I'd be 6 feet underground.
Let me tell you about my Jesus. Y'all need to look up that song and get with it, because it is a good one. Yeah. So let's hear our five-star review. I'm just going to pick this one. So it's a very good, !! Five-star review from Ruben G93.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Ruben G93.
Love how y'all go into details and explain everything. Congratulations on Texas. Great opportunity to keep this great show going.
Nice.
Well, thank you, Ruben G. We got you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your 5-star review. And thank you for listening to us.
We really appreciate the support.
Thank you, people.
And everyone, leave a review.
Yes.
1-star, 2-star, 3-star. Don't care. Just leave it. I'll read it.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram.
Facebook.
Share us. If you are our friend, if you follow us already, share.
Like, subscribe, share. Hit the little bell. Yeah. So when you get a notification when we
And soon we will be live. YouTubed.
Yeah.
We will be on the YouTubed. And
we did load some episodes on there, but it's same as listening on a podcast.
Yeah, but you all get to see our faces now.
Yes, and you can see Luna.
It's a little intimidating for me, but we going to do this, folks.
Well, you do those awesome reels.
We going to do it, people. Yeah, I guess.
It's just, I guess I can't wear, I have to wear pants.
You got to get dressed, man.
All right, everyone. Until next episode, we're out.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.